You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
In December last year, the new Labor government introduced urgent legislation that legalised drug testing at festivals over the summer period. This change meant that the community-run drug testing organisation, Know Your Stuff, would finally be able to rightfully operate. The group has been working for a number of years in a legal grey area, providing drug-related harm reduction services at events around New Zealand, including drug checking free of charge. According to Health Minister Andrew Little, the law would give Know Your Stuff time-limited protection against prosecution for short-term possession of illegal drugs while they tested them for event goers. Critics of this change believe that drug checking leads to more illegal drug use and encourages event goers to take drugs. However, Know Your Stuff says that their service is about harm reduction. They say that people will take drugs no matter what, so by providing information about the substances a person has and the risks associated with them, gives the user the opportunity to make an informed choice and change their mind about taking them. However, now that we are through the New Year period, where there is typically a spike in illegal drug use across the country, you may be aware that drug checking services were not as readily available as they might have been expected to be with the change in law. The urgent law change in early December last year did not give Know Your Stuff the time and resources to cover the large number of people attending the many festivals operating over the summer, including three of the largest festivals, Rhythm and Vines, Northern Base and Rhythm and Alps. This has caused public concern, particularly as New Zealand's 2020-2021 New Year period has been dubbed the Summer of Cathinins by Know Your Stuff. Harmful cathinins or bath salts have been commonly sold as MDMA or ecstasy this summer and what may be a result of a trade disruption caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. Eutalone is the substance believed by Know Your Stuff to be causing scary symptoms for a number of people, such as paranoia, seizures, nausea, and an inability to sleep. I attended Rhythm and Alps on behalf of 95BFM at the end of last year and was honestly quite surprised when the festival announced on its Instagram page on the 28th of December that regretfully drug testing would not be available due to the lack of resources available to Know Your Stuff. So I got out my Zoom recorder and microphone and decided to ask some RNA punters what they thought about there being no drug testing available at Rhythm and Alps. A month ago, the government passed that drug testing would be allowed at summer festivals. Mm-hmm. It is not at RNA. It is not at R&V. It's not at a lot of major festivals in New Zealand. So how do you feel about that?
You know what? I thought Aunty Cindy was pulling through and going to have it at all of these festivals. No, I was actually very excited for it. And my friends, they're from Christchurch, and they travelled up to R&V for the first time this year. They thought it was going to be there, so they hadn't tested their drugs. They got there, got their drugs, and then they were very sceptical about them. But they're going to take them anyways, because what else do they have? But you know, that's a scary thing, because they don't know what they're taking, and so it's quite upsetting to see that there isn't any this year, and fingers crossed there is next year, because it is the safest way.
If they say it's been made available but it's not at this place, then it's like, why would you tell people that? Because then I feel like more people would go out and get it, knowing, oh, I can test it, just double check. But they can't, because we can't check.
I think the decision was rushed in order to be in time for the summer festival season, so the fact that it hasn't been rolled out at two of the biggest festivals in the country is kind of disappointing.
Neither Northern either.
Yeah,
it's
a bit insane. You can't, the fact of the matter is that people are going to do drugs. You can't persecute them for that, so we might as well make it safe for them.
What about the drug testing, the lack of?
I'm unimpressed by the lack of drug testing, frankly. I mean, the fact that the government's gone out and said this whole drug testing thing, I mean, it's all very well to pass the law, but you got to provide the resources, you know? We need to actually have the drug testing on the ground for it to be worthwhile.
How do you feel about the drug situation here and the fact that there's no drug testing?
A lot of my mates do drugs, and I'm like, it's actually a bit shit for them, because they don't have any checks on it, and now they're getting like randoms are giving them shit, and I'm like, they need to get it tested.
A lot of people have been talking about how there are bath salts in their MDMA.
All my mates told me about how that guy in Dunedin or that guy in Australia have died from bath salts, and I'm like, yeah, see, I don't do that shit, but that you need to get that shit tested. You genuinely need to get that shit tested.
No, I'm
sort your fucking shit out.
No, to be honest with you, I think that there's so many people who are taking drugs right now, and it's going to happen no matter what if there's laws against it. But I don't know why they aren't trying to make it safer for people. You know, like it's going to happen no matter what. So they should have a safe environment and allow people to decide whether or not they should take it. That's all I have to say about it, really.
That was a group of Rhythm and Alps festival goers speaking on there being no drug checking services available at the event, despite the new legislation passed last year. I also spoke to the director of Rhythm and Alps, Alex Turnbull, to hear what exactly happened when it came to the short month that RNA had to organise drug testing for their 2020 event. We discuss whether drug checking should be available at festivals, the process to get a testing service such as Know Your Stuff on board, and what the next steps are, seeing the difficulty that was had last year to resource Know Your Stuff enough to have the service available at every festival in Aotearoa. I began by asking Alex whether drug testing should be available at festivals like Rhythm and Alps.
It's a day and age we live in, and it's essential going forward after the stats coming through with our young people and our culture that, you know, if we can provide a safe platform for our festival goers, we're going to be doing that.
Now, although the government passed legislation legalising drug testing at festivals towards the end of last year, the service was not available at RNA and a number of other festivals last year. Why is this?
Well, it's not out of choice. It's the fact that currently in New Zealand we don't have enough professional platforms available and companies to provide the service to multiple festivals in the same week. You know Your Stuff doing a great thing, but they can't be everywhere in the same week. So until we have other options available in the country with really good information and people to do it, that's why we didn't have any testing, because we couldn't do it properly.
I was just wondering whether you could speak to the process for RNA when it comes to connecting with Know Your Stuff and getting them on board.
Yeah, we're actually looking at our own platform, our own business around it. We're actually looking at talking to a Canadian company who have a long history at a Shambhala festival. And they provide a pretty strong service, and they have they've got sort of decade worth of experience. So we're going to be looking at providing another company in New Zealand to help and distribute, you know, testing services across New Zealand.
In order for that change to happen and to be able to get new groups on board, like you're talking about, and also to be able to resource Know Your Stuff more, what do you think needs to happen? What needs to change?
I think the intention's there. Everybody's sort of waiting for it. You know, everybody's there and ready for it. So it actually just takes some good governance, good leadership to teach and educate people in New Zealand how to do the testing. And, you know, for example, at RNA, we're going to fly some people out from overseas once they can get into the country and bring in some, you know, sort of mature ex-doctor type people, counsellors, and educate them and then set it up. So we're keen as, but we just need to make sure that it's done properly.
Do you feel, as a director of a festival and organising a large New Year's festival, do you feel any sort of responsibility to the people who are coming to your festival and potentially taking drugs? Obviously it's their choice, but do you feel a little bit like there is a responsibility there for people putting on big festivals to make sure that people are safe?
I mean, yeah, it comes through our marketing. I mean, we've pushed a message about, you know, some of the hashtags being turn up the loves, be good humans, make good choices. And as a director of people, you know, we had 24,000 over 3 days on site. And, you know, if people do choose to do drugs, we want to make sure that when they do, and if they get in trouble, they have all the facilities in place to make that a safe environment. But as part of our terms and conditions, and this goes across all the other festivals across New Zealand, we actually can't condone the use of it, but we accept that it is part of our society. So why fight it? Let's embrace that it is a part of our culture. Let's make it good.
That was Rhythm and Alps director Alex Turnbull. Just a side note, I had a wonderful time representing 95BFM at Rhythm and Alps last year, and you can sign up for pre-sale tickets now if you're interested in their 2021 event. As we've heard already, there was unfortunately a lack of drug testing services available at a number of festivals this summer, and that harmful cathinones were regularly sold as MDMA or ecstasy over this time. Know Your Stuff did circulate a post online during the New Year period about how to use water to simply test whether MDMA is in fact MDMA or a cathinone, although this could not guarantee exactly what your substance was. However, there is also evidence that DIY drug testing kits have been a popular item sold this summer. I spoke to a source who works in a store that sells a number of different types of DIY testing kits. I spoke to them about how the drug testing kits work and whether they're accurate. We also spoke about why they think these kits have been so popular this summer. Friday Wire producer Lyric Wywoody Smith has revoiced this interview to protect the identity of the interviewee. Here they are. How much interest did you get in DIY drug testing kits this summer?
We had a lot of interest. This is my first year working here, but gauging from everyone else that has worked here for a couple of years, it's been a really big year for drug testing kits. And I think it's probably just because of the law change recently. So it's been in the media that this is a thing you should be doing to your drugs, is testing them. So I think it's probably raised the awareness of the existence of drug testing kits a little bit.
So can you speak to how accurate the testing kits are and what you can actually test with them?
Yep, they're pretty accurate. I mean, they don't give you all the information and they're like a one test kit for a specific thing. So we've got one for cocaine, we've got three different test kits for cocaine. One shows you if it's cut with anything that's a specific substance that is commonly known to be cut with. It tests for a few different things that it's cut with. There's one that will tell you if it's cocaine or isn't cocaine, show up yes or no test. And there's also like purity tests to see how pure the cocaine that you have is. So quite often people will buy more than one of those test kits for that specific thing. But we also have ones that will tell you if it's MDMA or ecstasy, and then it will tell you the purity of the MDMA that you have. We have one for ketamine, we have one for GHB, we've got LSD ones as well. There's lots that the company makes that we get from. We have an opiate test as well.
So, I mean, I know you say that you haven't been working there for overly long, but have you noticed a change in sort of public concern when it comes to thinking about what is in the substances they are taking?
I would say yes. I mean, I sell a couple of kits each shift. Obviously, over the summer, people are taking different drugs, so quite often throughout the year, it's like a cocaine test here and there, and then you'll have a couple of people come in and buy a bunch of them. But usually during the summer, it was all MDMA test kits. I think we got 300 test kits in on Boxing Day, and we sold all of them in that day. Yeah, it was like a heavy request for the whole holiday season, and people are still calling in to ask if we have them. And once we sold out of them, we had, you know, probably 50, 60 people coming in just in that day going, hey, do you have any MDMA testing kits? And we'd have to say no. And every other shop that I know that sells them had sold out as well. So we were saying, no, you can't go there. They don't have them either. Because we'd ring around and ask if anyone had any. The fact that people want to test their drugs is a good thing. Because people are going to take drugs regardless. So obviously it's better if they know what's in them. And I think people were a lot more concerned with what they were taking, which was sort of nice to see.
Is there anything else you'd like to add about that? Or,
I mean, the Know Your Stuff people put out that report at the beginning of the festival season that was saying lots of the MDMA people were taking were actually just bath salts. And so people were coming in and saying, obviously we don't let them show us what they would have or bring in what they have, but they were saying, oh, it looks really weird, I don't know if I should take it. So we were telling them that they should definitely be testing it and advising that if it comes up negative that they shouldn't take it. But we obviously still had people saying, oh, I'm just going to take it anyway. We don't suggest that. But, you know, the best you can do is offer them the facility to test their own stuff.
I suppose, and that is really important, having, you know, now got through that sort of major New Year part of the year where a whole lot of people are going to festivals, and then they're not actually being very many drug testing services at a number of festivals over that time because of the lack of resources. So it is good to see that people are taking it into their own hands and sorting it out themselves.
It's obviously something I've heard a lot about this year, and I know lots of people who are testing the stuff that they buy. I also think that people are more educated on the kind of things that can go wrong and the things that are coming up. Like the people that come into the shop that sort of go, oh, I've heard this drug is going around and it's really awful. Or, you know, I have had a friend tell me that's something really weird. And then you go, all right, well, you're doing the right thing by testing it then.
That was Lyric Wairere-Smith revoicing an interview that was done with a source who works in a shop that sells DIY drug tests, which have been popular this summer. And what anecdotally could be a response to the new legislation regarding drug testing and also the lack of services available due to the lack of resources available to know your stuff. So, finally, to wrap up this special on the new drug testing legislation and the availability of the service this summer period, I spoke to the New Zealand Drug Foundation Executive Director, Sarah Helm. We talk about the figures released by Know Your Stuff on the drug testing that they were able to do this summer, why the services were not available at as many events as was probably expected, and what needs to happen to ensure that Know Your Stuff and perhaps in the future other organisations have the resources available to them to be at every festival, whether that be during New Year's or throughout the year in Aotearoa. Here is Sarah. Know Your Stuff New Zealand has released figures on the drug testing that was done this summer. Could you please explain these?
Yeah, so of the people who came in to have their substances checked over the summer period, 75% of the people who found out that the substance wasn't what they thought it was have chosen not to take the substance, and a further 15% said they quite possibly wouldn't. And so we have potentially up to 90% choosing not to take the substance, which is really good. It's up from the year previous, which was more like 50%. So seeing people choose not to take substances where it's going to be more harmful than they intended. And this is a bit contrary to some of the concerns that some groups put out, that drug checking encourages people to take substances. Our experience is that when people find that indeed the substance is more harmful than they thought it was going to be, they choose not to. And over 20 years of drug checking in Europe has shown that it hasn't resulted in a massive upswing in drug taking.
Now, it is important to acknowledge that despite the government passing law legalising drug testing at festivals at the beginning of December last year, drug testing was not available at a number of major New Year festivals towards the end of last year. Why is this?
Yeah, so we had this wonderful and long-awaited passing of some urgent legislation which has enabled us to proceed with drug checking, or Know Your Stuff to proceed with drug checking, but it is only without fear of prosecution. We've been doing it in previous years, flouting the law to some degree, but there's been no funding or no sort of plan put in place, partly because it was done under urgency. And so the volunteer-based outfit that is Know Your Stuff haven't been able to ramp up their operation. Partly they need a lot of volunteers, but also the spectrometers, the machines that they use to test substances, are quite expensive. They're $50,000 a pop, so you can only be at a certain number of festivals at the same time. Yeah, so it's a bit unfortunate because we know people really wanted to have the testing. Nonetheless, the awareness about the testing and the awareness about the dodgy stuff that's doing the rounds, cathinones, has actually resulted in a sort of upswing of people trying to test their own stuff. So there are tests that you can purchase, although even those have sold out last I heard. It has meant that people are talking about it more, there's reduced stigma, and people are more willing to hear a bit more about and seek advice as to how to reduce harm.
Now, you said with the legislation passing and then it only being at the beginning of December, with New Year festivals only being less than a month later, and that therefore there wasn't the funding or resources made available. Was there an expectation that the government would provide a plan or some sort of resourcing guideline or Know Your Stuff? Or was that expected that it would be, oh, you're on your own, here's the legislation, just make it work?
Yeah. It's a funny thing, because we've been pushing for this stuff for years, and I think we finally have a situation where the public gets that it's needed and the government are on board. So what we're doing in coming months is talking to the Ministry of Health. So they are looking at that in a medium-term sense. Doesn't necessarily mean we're guaranteed funding or anything of that kind, but we're hopeful and we're certainly in talks with them about rolling out a more permanent plan, because really this season has demonstrated yet again, because we have evidence from previous seasons, that drug checking can make a difference to reduce harm to people.
You also mentioned, obviously anecdotally, it was reported that many people were disappointed they could not get their drugs tested by a service, particularly with the news of a spike in harmful cathinones on the market. How did you feel about this public disappointment with it not being available, and also I think nervousness around there being such an increase in harmful mixing of drugs, particularly with MDMA?
Look, I just emailed some of my team this morning and said we really need to put some urgency around the funding situation moving into coming months. So, you know, at our next meeting we'll be bringing it up and trying to work out how we move forward quickly. The other thing about the drug checking I just want to say is that it's not just the testing of the substance. There's a really helpful couple of conversations that happen in the process where advice is given to the individual on how to reduce harm. This is advice that no one else is giving, essentially, except for some sort of generic stuff on our materials that we put out as the Drug Foundation and Know Your Stuff. But specific advice around how to look after yourself depending on the substance you're taking, not mixing your substances, having someone to look after you. These things aren't normally what people hear about drugs. And in the Herald article recently, a young woman called Grace, the pseudonym, I think, but she said that she didn't heed the advice and she took the cathinones anyway because she was so used to being preached at with abstinence information that she just thought it was more of the same, and she really regretted taking the substance because she had an awful time and realised afterwards that these people that are doing the drug checking work aren't those people. They're really genuinely there to get alongside people and not judge, try and look after them. Yeah.
So just sort of wrapping up, I know you've mentioned a couple of things previously, but what needs to happen to ensure that Know Your Stuff and perhaps other new drug testing organisations in the future have the resources to be present at all festivals?
Yeah, I mean, I guess we would like government funding, and failing government funding, a plan for how we make resources available to buy the spectrometers and put the proper human resources alongside them.
And then just finally, why is it important to have well-resourced drug testing available at festivals?
We know that it has helped protect people from harm, you know, hospitalisations and even worse harm that can result. And so it's really important that we do that and not leave people up to what is essentially a blind black market. People don't know what they're buying, and it's one safety measure that we can put in place.
That was New Zealand Drug Foundation Executive Director Sarah Helm speaking on how the new drug testing legislation panned out over the summer period. Thank you to all those who contributed to this larger piece on drug testing. It will be interesting to see how the legislation develops and what festivals at the end of the year will look like when it comes to drug testing, and also whether DIY drug testing kits will become ever more popular. One last thing I'd like to plug is that Know Your Stuff, in conjunction with the New Zealand Drug Foundation, occasionally run clinics where people can get their drugs tested. This Saturday, the 23rd of January, there will be clinics set up in Auckland and Wellington. Auckland's clinic will be at the Hemp Store at 253 Karangahape Road between 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. Wellington's clinic will be held at the NZ Drug Foundation, Level 4, 265 Wakefield Street between 11 a.m. and 1:30 p.m. Follow Know Your Stuff or the New Zealand Drug Foundation's Facebook, Instagram or Twitter for updates and to hear where future testing clinics will be held.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.